a lot of people live in denial because they think that to be realistic is to be depressing.
I'm Dr. Mike, host of Going There.
It was the first song where I wrote about how I felt like my depression was killing me and I didn't want it.
Going There breaks the stigma of mental health issues by having real, honest conversations with your favorite musicians, including Alessia Cara, Lizzie Hale, Jewel, Jason Isbell, Gerard Way, Lauren Gray, Shamir, and Barty Strange.
There was something there that was so raw, where I was like, wow, I can't believe someone would say that.
Let's go there on Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network, every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Imagine, if you can, it's June. It's about a bazillion degrees. It's hot, but you've been in a car for 8 hours, 15 hours. Now you're in a field in Manchester, and you're happy, and you're zen, and the vibes are immaculate. Which bands are you going to go see? Which bands do you want to go tell your friends to go see? That's what we're going to talk about this week on The What Podcast. Here we go.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
Hey. Good.
Happy to be here.
I'm Barry. That's Brian. That's Lord Taco. Russ, as we call him, Lord Taco. It's the What Podcast. We're here to talk about the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. We're here to talk about, bands that we've never heard of, right? That's
the focus. Yeah, and this is a thing with Bonnaroo every year. This isn't new to us. This, you know, as the year's gone by, we know less and less. And I've, for the last week, done more discovery than I've done in a long time.
Thank you.
It's been pretty cool. It's been pretty cool. And I'm just scratching the surface of this discovery. So I'm excited as I can be.
Real quick, your first number one band that you've discovered this week because of our show last week. Russ, quick, go.
I didn't listen to last week's show.
Oh, you're killing me.
Well, you were on it.
I knew he'd do it. That's why I did it that way. I knew it.
I didn't
Brian,
know there'd be homework.
From last week, I've been listening to so much from this week. My head's clouded with stuff from this week. I realized how much I love Cigarettes After Sex.
Thank you.
I thought I already knew that, so that's not really a major discovery. I was pretty sure I already knew that. I just hadn't fact-checked it yet, if you will.
That's
But me. I've also found, because of, you know, we'll get into here shortly, so many, not just the callers, but also comments and all the social media activity, I've stumbled on so much in the last week. I can't even remember what the hell we did last week.
I know.
You're starting to run together on me.
I started to make a Spotify playlist, which we'll link. And I
updated mine today.
It's unbelievable, right?
I updated mine. Fun. I had to go in and take some junk out that I just added to be like, hey, look at me. I know this band. I'm like, no. Get out of here. Make room for others. One quick thing, though, guys, that I did see as I was going through some stuff today, and so we record a few days in advance, obviously. So the math will be 97 days from today is when the Tuesday crazy people show up.
That's like correct.
This when guy Russ, right here.
Officially, when Russ shows up. When I show up, yeah. It's officially under 100 days, yeah.
When he cuts the ribbon.
Yeah.
When he cuts the ribbon yeah. with the mayor of Coffee County, that's 97 days from right now, so 3 months away.
When the other guy walks into the farm and says, "Hey, man, how long you been here?
Yeah. Are you the groundskeeper, yeah. man? It's a hell of a bus you got there.
Yeah, right? I got the keys.
How'd you get in? Yeah. Don't ask.
Don't ask.
Yeah,
I've been here since last year.
There are ways. Don't tell either. There are ways. Wow. Trust me.
Nope.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, man. Cigarettes After Sex. What an interesting band. That was mine this morning. I kept, started my Spotify, and I was like, that's the one I keep going back to. That's just an interesting sound.
One that I've already been, I know I might have mentioned it, and I can't remember. I've been on so many different podcasts. I'm not trying to sound like, hey, you're the in-the-know guy. But Beaches.
Yeah.
Now, this mm-hmm. is one of Brad's. Now, this is his discovery band that he's going to say he launched them.
Yeah.
Former regular host and co-founder of the show. But he did get them pretty early on.
Yeah.
I'm in love.
Yeah, they're great.
I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love with the Beaches. It's the biggest show on Sunday for me. And Jason Isbell's playing on Sunday. So, like, if I had to pick one, and I've seen Jason countless times in the last 20 years, so that's an easy choice. But I'm in love with this band from Canada, and they are fun. Yeah, fun stuff.
No, I agree. Have you found Josiah and the Bonnevilles?
I guess not.
Okay. Well, that's one of mine this today.
Told you, I got a long way to go, man, and it's just getting going. It's getting better and better every time.
Very Isbell. That's why I ask. I know you're a huge Isbell. You guys used to hang out at the Pickle Barrel, right? I
mean, we got drunk a few times at Rhythm and Brews.
I know
back
you have history. You got stories. I know 2003.
Just ask him. He'll tell you all about it. Yeah.
All right, Russ, you've had a minute now.
The one I've been listening to the most is Half Moon Run. And I know you guys like to poo-poo on Half Moon Run, but I think they're pretty good. And we had some comments about that, like we did last week. That give them a second chance.
The preciousness, mm-hmm.
the precious, right? Yeah. A little too precious. Yeah. It's good stuff, though, right?
It is.
I came back around.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how far I got with Half Moon Run yet, but they're certainly on the list
so
from last week.
Are you not just halfway there yet?
I'm not even a quarter of the way there.
Quarter Moon Run.
Oh, I see what you did.
Quarter Moon Run.
All right.
Eighth of a Moon Run.
So we got, and here's what we're going to do in this episode. We played Bonnaroo Led a couple of weeks ago where we spun the wheel and just landed on bands that we'd never heard of. And then we asked you guys to give us your picks. And you guys have continued to do that. And I'm looking at the spreadsheet now. It's, we've put together a list. We're going to go through some of them. I don't know how many we'll get through. But it's interesting. Some of the names, show up from different people, right? Say She She, I love that one. Chapel Roan. There's only been maybe one or two that I just didn't quite dig. Everybody that has been recommended, I thought was great.
Mm-hmm.
Is Chapel Roan Chappelle? I wasn't sure on that one. There wasn't a phonetic spelling anywhere, but I've been listening to her.
Yep.
A lot today, which we'll get more into.
Pretty cool, right?
It's cool. It is. And there's, I'm finding more and more on this list. There's a lot of women. There's a lot of women, mm-hmm. Front women of and just headline art, or not headline, meaning top of the bill, but that I wasn't aware of. I didn't know who Chappelle Roan was. You know, I didn't know if that was a band or if that was, whatever. So yeah, I've noticed that. And I've as I was rebuilding my Spotify playlist, I was like, there's a lot of of women on there, and that's great. I mean, I'm not trying to go one way or the other, but it certainly is pretty cool.
So looking for trends, and we'll go ahead and start there. One thing I noticed, what's up with all the masks? When did that become a thing?
Is this the say she? Is that what we're talking about with the masks and stuff?
Yeah, well, not just them, but I think Teskey. There's a couple of different bands that are the mask things.
Costumes and that kind of thing is so part of it all now, and not just music festivals. I guess it's just a trend of that, right? Isn't it that where that's come from? It probably Mardi Gras was where you'd find the origins of a lot of this stuff, and it's just kind of trickled its way into pop culture. Maybe Daft Punk and some of these other bands that wear these crazy masks and helmets and
I was going to give you credit. You and Kai were into this way before anybody else.
Oh yeah, we started this trend. Yes, our lovely intern the facials, I guess, as you would call them, mass in the mornings.
Y'all were into it before you even knew it was a thing.
Yeah, you had a whole spa day together.
How many times have I exaggerated that I started into this trend before anybody else knew about it? Just about everything. If I'm the worst, then I'm tied with Brad as the worst of that guy. But yes, we'll have Kai fine mother, regular contributor, and Camp Nut Butter member.
Yeah,
Camp Tara Mates. In the next few weeks, anyway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing. But I just thought it was so funny. I was literally putting together my Spotify list, and I thought, man, what's a mask thing? And I thought, oh, Brian and Kai were into that way before anybody.
So. I have to give her credit. It was her idea.
And then it went viral.
It went viral after that.
Yeah. You were so great to do that. So it's fun.
Did it more than once, too, by the way. So I've been a team player on this stuff, and then we'll get to that karaoke thing that I got swung into in the last few weeks. We'll do that sometime in the future too. That I will play nice.
Yeah, you're not the asshole that everybody thinks you are.
No, and when I say there's not a chance I'll do this, it means it probably will.
You're not quite the asshole that you play on TV.
Not quite. Not quite.
I thought that was great. So. All right, so I also want to say, and I mean this with all sincerity, man, I can't believe how many voicemails we got, and from all over the country.
It's a ton. Maine,
mm-hmm. Seattle, Houston, Missouri, Oklahoma, and from people who are like, you know, hey, guys, been listening for a long time. That means a lot. I mean, I don't mean that. You know, I mean that. It's unbelievable how many people listen to this show and get it and all that. And this just kind of proved it. So I just want to say thanks, I guess.
Yeah, and that's for to win tickets too. So that's still going. We've talked about we're not exactly sure when that exact giveaway day is going to be, but we're thinking at least another, you know, 4 weeks of qualifying. And it's as simple as leaving a voicemail. Correct. I mean, that's what we're doing.
Yeah,
right?
As many as we've gotten, there's no signs of it slowing down. So keep calling.
423-667-7877, right?
You got it.
Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
Call and tell us who we should check out. And I literally did. I spent several hours this morning listening to all the music that you guys said to listen to, and it's really great.
Yeah, and it's also serious talk, complete sincerity. Like, yeah, it's great to try to win some tickets. Not every call even had any interest in winning tickets. Some of them were just, hey, you know, I want to tell you.
Yeah, some people.
And
like,
it's an invaluable resource. It really is. There's only so much time in a day. We've all got day jobs. We've all got real lives we got to go to. We try to live in fantasy land and do fun things, you know, more than maybe the average person does. Or maybe not. I don't know, but that's what we try. And it's difficult to carve out time to listen to music you've never heard of before. I mean, how many times you guys, everybody listening to this, everybody in a comment section, hey, check this out. Have you seen this? Hey, look at this. Have you seen this? No, I haven't. No, I haven't. I don't have time right now either. See, you know, it's just, it's difficult to stop what you're doing and digest something, yeah. Whether it's TV show, a movie, music, a festival, whatever it is. And so to have, you know, a quick, concise suggestion from somebody that I trust, if there you're going to be involved in what we're doing here, I trust mm-hmm. you. I trust that you're not just making something up just for the fun of it. And if I think that'll be pretty obvious pretty quickly. So that is a very invaluable resource, and thank you for that.
Yeah, I 100%. And I this morning, so I'm listening, and somebody said White Fang, and I'm Russ. You've been in my basement, Brian. I think you've been here.
I have not been. Okay. I have not.
Well,
no,
you
no.
will. So I mean, I have computer speakers, and that's what I was listening, and I started playing White Fang, and I was like, I think I need to do this a little bit better. And so I put it through the big stereo, which I have two subwoofers, and that's the way you're supposed to listen.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. All and that's, sudden, is that the Alice in Wonderland?
Yes, Alice in Wonderland.
Wonderland?
All of a sudden, the house started bumping and moving. And I was like, that's the way you're supposed to listen to this. And it was great.
So, I haven't got to that one yet. I've it's been on the list, and I know we've talked about it, but I haven't digested more than a few seconds.
Yeah. Point being, there's a right way and a wrong way to listen to certain music.
Certain sometimes, music, yeah. I mean, literally putting some headphones on will go a long ways. And
it started thumping. I was like, okay, yep, that's me. I'm
good.
I get it. I'm all about it.
Whatever works.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so how are we going to do this? We're going to spin a wheel, and we're going to pick one, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, we'll put them on a wheel and spin them around.
All right, spin the wheel. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, my name's Cecilia. I'm a longtime listener. Love the show. Gets me pumped for Bonnaroo. This upcoming year will be my 8th. The two artists that I would suggest diving into a little bit, one would be Chapel Roan. She's like an indie pop artist, singer-songwriter, and she's also an incredible performer, puts a lot of effort into her costumes and will do like themed shows and encourages all of her audience to dress up as well. And then the second would be Jake Wesley Rogers, wonderful singer-songwriter, has been compared to Elton John. Also incredible costumes. They are hometown heroes of ours, as they are both from Southwest Missouri, where I'm from. Can't wait to listen to the rest of the episodes leading up to Bonnaroo this year. Happy Roo!
And that's Cecilia. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Nice. So there goes. Mm-hmm. The costume thing. Must be a thing.
So we were just talking about Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan.
And then Chapel Roan. My bad. And Jake Wesley Rogers, I gave both these a listen to today. Jake Wesley Rogers, it grew on me after a minute. It sounded like Christian music to me at first, like Christian rock. And the more I listened to it, the more it would not quite that. Not trying to say that that's the worst thing ever, but that's what it sounded like to me. And then Chapel Roan, there, wow, okay, you know, like never in a million years would I have I stopped and listened to this, and it's now on my playlist. Yeah. I have two or three songs on the playlist.
Also, you know, this is we've had a lot of confusing artist names this year. Well, Jake Wesley Rogers, there's also a Charles Wesley Godwin also on the lineup. Not to be confused with Jake Wesley Rogers. So just to throw
and
that
also
out.
I saw there was also talk today that the two mics have been moved to the same
day. There was some schedule movements because some people changed different days.
So mic period
and mic
no period
are on the same day.
Good luck finding which one you're looking for.
You show up at the wrong. I was looking for Mike.
Mike. It's who's on first joke is somewhere around in here.
Chapel Roan was on a couple of, was on several people's list, right? So that's definitely one. And I'm like you. I liked it. I liked it very much. So gonna try that out. All right. Let's do another one.
Spin the wheel.
All right.
Hey, my name is Alex. I think you all really need to check out Renee Rapp. I'm absolutely obsessed with her. She is so girl power. She has the voice of an angel. Like, when I first heard of her, I was kind of like, oh, whatever. Like, I thought she rapped, so I was kind of like, eh, I'm good. Then I checked her out. Oh, my God. Her music is so good. You do not want to miss her set. She's going to be blowing up in the next few years. Kind of gives me like a Billie Eilish kind of vibe, kind of like a sad girl, but also like girl power vibes. Her set is going to be so fun. I'm so excited. You all need to check her out. Her voice range is incredible. Like, she is just amazing, and I cannot wait for her set. Thank you, guys.
Nice. I like it.
That's sad girl power, like mixture vibe. Totally made sense. Alex, perfect way to explain this. It also has that, if you remember that artist, she went by simply Gale, the ABCDEFU song.
Yeah.
There's a little of that, I want to make you suffer, I hate you so bad, lyrical content. I like that. Sorry. I think that's fun. I definitely added her to the list today as well. Renee Rapp.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. What's next?
All right.
Let's spin it.
Hey, boys, it's Daniel from Huntsville, Alabama, and I don't need your tickets. I already got tickets, but you need to listen to one of the bands that I am most excited for this year, M'Dou Mokhtar. They have an awesome story. Read up on their Wikipedia and a couple of the articles about them. They have brought some world music to Bonnaroo this year. I love their really hard guitar-driven sound. It sounds psychedelic. It definitely sounds like it's not from around here. I am going to be the biggest hype man for them ever, and I am going to get Barry in this pit. I didn't get to last year, but he is going to be in the M'Dou Mokhtar pit, rocking out with me. Thank you, guys.
You sure about that?
Obviously, that's our guy, Daniel.
Yep.
You guys recognize that voice from the Real Rubus. That's Daniel. And M'Dou Mokhtar is legend, right, for Bonnaroo people.
For a few reasons, yes.
Help me out. Why do I not know this?
He's the one that
2 years ago.
The...
Yeah, they accidentally released the lineup. What, a day early, a few hours early? I don't know. For whatever reason, so they got notoriety for that, just for dropping the lineup early. But it turns out, you know, he's a really good. really good act.
it was the one of the ones that never happened, right? So probably 2020. Maybe.
I don't remember which year.
It never happened. Yeah.
Going to the pit, Barry, is what I'm
hearing. I'm going with Daniel. Apparently, he promised that with My Morning Jacket last year, and then he never made it because uh, he He got lit up, apparently.
Because of reasons.
A midnight showing, it's a little difficult sometimes. Yeah. For even the most disciplined out there.
But MDU, by the way, we're hoping to have on the show as a guest pretty soon.
Yeah.
If not MDU himself, then Mike, the bass player, Mikey.
A different so Mike.
To have them on yeah. as a guest. But
all right.
That's a good pick. And while we're talking about Daniel, go ahead and give a shout out to Totem, the mm-hmm. Totem Foundation that he and Sharla have created. Y'all know who Daniel is in the real Rubus, but he and Sharla have come up with the Totem Foundation as a way to give a couple of people tickets, as we are, to the event, but also to hook up mentors and mentees. So, like, if you're into it and you want to go, they're trying to create the next generation,
mm-hmm.
basically, right?
Passing the torch.
We all love this festival, and as do they, and they want to pay it forward, so to speak. So go check out The Real Rubus and the Totem Foundation.
Yeah, and their podcast, everything. Storytime at the Rubus.
Storytime at the Real Rubus. Yeah,
Storytime at the Rubus.
Anyway,
yeah.
Always glad to hear from mm-hmm. Daniel. All right, what's next?
Hey, what's up, fellas? My name's Mike. I'm from Houston. There's a kind of a folksy singer on Thursday named Medium Build. I've really started liking listening to. Medium Build is the name. Talk to you later. I love y'all's show. Thank you.
Short and right to the right point.
There. Yep. Medium Build.
Medium build. I'm on my notes list. I just wrote an arrow to it that says love it.
Okay.
That's all I put. I don't even remember what it was or anything, but I wrote love it. Yeah, that's all I got for you.
I got nothing other than the name. I mean, I don't know. You know, had to
band
come up
names
with something.
Are wild, man.
I know,
band
right?
names are wild. You got to come up with something exactly.
What are you going to call yourself? Medium Build. All right, could have been. You know.
Careful, right. Careful. One of these super fans are going to be like, "Damn it, Barry!"
Oh, yeah. I know.
I.
Yes. All right, let's do another one.
All right, spin on the wheel.
Hey, how's it going? What podcast team? This is Ian Fields calling out of Cleveland, Ohio. I've been to Bonnaroo once in my life, went back in 2019. Really hoping to get back to the farm this year. Bonnaroo truly changed my life, and it's made me obsessed with music festivals. And the farm is definitely a special place. And if I had to give any recommendation this year, it would be Fred again. And this is an artist that I wasn't even familiar with as a 23-year-old who just graduated college. And it really took me by surprise because I love the music that he produces and even the space that he's in. But ultimately, I think that his performance with the lights, the effects, and the energy that he'll create will be a fantastic Sunday headliner. And while it may have been a polarizing choice, I've got complete faith in this decision from the Bonnaroo team. The live performance is going to make the music translate in a whole different way. And if you're interested, check out the Zane Lowe interview with him. There's short clips that showcase his talents and what a live performance looks like and / what it means to him. Hope to hear from y'all soon. Love your work and happy Rue.
All right, Ian, thank you.
Pretty much unpacks everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know who's – it's Zane with a Z, Zane Lowe. I did do a quick Google search, and there's a long YouTube channel of this Zane Lowe character, so if you're interested in that. But, yeah, Fred again, you know, right said Fred. I mean, Fred again, you know.
But everything he said is this festival, right?
Yeah.
Went one time, fell in love with what festivals are.
Changed my life.
Changed my life. Found music that he didn't know he liked.
And he's 23 years old, didn't know who this dude was until the other day, yeah. You know? So it's not just us. Like this Fred again is a headliner. caught a lot of people off guard, not just, you know, old dudes or out of touch people or people who are not interested in anything outside of pop music. And he found them, listened, and now it can't wait. So that's the kind of stuff that makes this cool.
We say it all the time, but this festival is, there's something about it. It literally is life changing, and it's not just the music, it's the people you meet and it's the discovery. And that's why I think this whole thing is so much fun. And that's why we're doing it. So he nailed it.
100%.
Yeah, he nailed 100%. It, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it is. All right, let's do another one.
Spin the wheel.
Hey guys, my name's Christy. I'm super excited to enter to win tickets to Bonnaroo. I'm recommending that you all discover Disco Lines. Their songs give off that summer yacht party vibe. Okay, now I'm thinking about 8 p.m. sunsets already. Anyways, definitely check them out. They have great music, a couple songs you've probably heard, but a lot of new ones to discover as well. Thanks, bye.
All right, okay. Christy.
Summer vibes.
Summer vibes.
We know, right?
This is Disco Lines. This is EDM all day, every day, twice on Sunday. What are all the cliches? Summertime. Yes. I like it. I mean, I like the way it's described. I didn't like what I heard because me. But
I know. I get it. It's good for a minute.
This dude's a very, very young guy, and makes a lot of different sounds, and it's gonna be a big time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Summertime.
Disco Lines. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we got a few more. I'd keep rolling.
I want to make sure, and I think we alluded to it a little bit, but we definitely have a EDM show planned.
Oh yeah, definitely.
We're trying to line that up. We want to do it right. We had several people reach out and say I'd love to be on and be a guest and talk about it. And
yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because like I said, we had that one guy that almost every episode he posts a comment that says, please have me on and talk about EDM. I called him out last week. I haven't heard from him. No comment, no email, no voicemail, nothing. So, you know,
we're going to do it, and we want to do it. We may even do it a couple of times. I mean, because it's worthy.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. I'd like to know more about it too. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's one that I could certainly learn a lot, and I'm down for it.
But we didn't want to hurry into it, and we don't want to. We want to do it right. So we are planning.
We've got several
going
people
to do
up.
It. If you want to be part of it, maybe reach out.
Yeah, one guy on Reddit. Come on.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We heard nothing last week. So
yeah. So don't think we're not aware. And we definitely want to do it. And I don't know how yet. We're trying to figure that out, because I really want it to be great. So anyway. All right. So pick another one.
Let's go.
My name is Jacob McMahon. The band or the artist I recommend that you check out is David Kushner. I feel like in the past couple of years, he's proven that he has utilized TikTok as a platform to get his music more popular. But whereas some artists will fall off to be just kind of that one-hit wonder and it was just a catchy soundbite, he's proven that he's very consistent, and his work is he's putting out more and more work. Not only that, but he's featured on this one YouTube channel where they take away the auto-tune, and his voice is still phenomenal without the auto-tune added to it. So, yeah, like I said, David Kushner.
Appreciate it, Jacob. Not David Kushner.
Yeah.
Not David Kushner, the idiot from all those old movies and shows.
Yeah.
David Kushner.
Nice. All right.
Young guy. This kid loves Hozier. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
He loves Hozier. There's no chance he doesn't, because he is that vibe all day. So if you're into the way Hozier sounds, I'm not trying to act like it's a ripoff or calling names. I'm just saying it's in the same, under that same umbrella.
Yeah. And everybody loves Hozier.
A lot of people love that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we're finding a lot of that with some of these artists. There's similarities to other people, which is fine. And, you know,
Absolutely.
If it hits with you, then it hits. So all good. All right, let's do another one.
Let's do another one.
Hey there, it's Lethal Condor here in Seattle, Washington. I am not going to Bonnaroo this year. I'm going to be heading over to the UK again. But just wanted to let you know some of the standouts for me from the Bonnaroo lineup this year. Say She, fantastic. I saw them at Pickathon, and again, just saw their show here in Seattle. So that's on Thursday. I would not miss Say She, though I don't know if that's Stone's jam. Barry, you would like it. And then for Friday, I have on my list the Bonnie Light Horseman. The lead singer from the Fruit Bats put together this band a number of years ago, and again saw them at Pickathon, along with Madhu Mokhtar. Of course, you know about them. Larkin Poe Group Love, Mars Volta, Prang Ben, shocker. And then for Saturday, for me, I have Do Not Miss John Batiste. That is the consummate performer. His musicality is infectious. His positivity is fantastic. I would not miss John Batiste for anything, other than maybe Idols, because Idols hits my pure rock god vibe. So I wouldn't, those two are my top for Saturday, John Batiste and Idols. And then, of course, Cigarettes, After Sex, Brittany Howard, Bad, Bad, Not Good. And then Sunday, I missed Fred again at Glastonbury last year, so I'd want to see Fred again, Jason Isbell, let's see here, S.G. Goodman. That is an undercard from Pickathon, again, that I thought was really great. So, Barry, you may want to check them out. Anyways, I'm going to miss you all. I will be at Bourbon and Beyond, and look forward to the next podcast. Bye.
All right, there you go. All right, friend of the show, Liesl. We've had her on before.
Friend of the show, Liesl. Yeah, if she says go check this out, then go check this out.
Yep.
Nothing but love and respect for Liesl.
Boy, what a globetrotter.
I mean,
my goodness. Glastonbury. I was out busy at Glastonbury. Couldn't make it to that one day. And I can't go to Bonnaroo this year. I'm on my way back to the UK. But I'll see you in Kentucky.
She had to outdo herself because, you know, when we had her on the show, she was coming from Seattle to Tennessee for Bonnaroo. And, you know, we thought that was huge. I can't believe you'd travel that far. Well, now she's going across
the world. Well, she
nailed
it on the head. That Say She is not something I'm going to be interested in. I listened to it today specifically because of that recommendation. And it sounds like it would come from the soundtrack of Jackie Brown, the Quentin Tarantino movie from the 90s. So it's got that 70s kind of funk sound to it. So that's why, Barry, I'm guessing she would say this would be closer to your wheelhouse.
Oh, my God. Thank you. You nailed it. Yeah, 100%. It's very 70s. And I dig it. I'm all in. Liesl knows her stuff. So, yeah, that's awesome. She's going to Glastonbury again. She went last year.
Again, yeah.
All my life, I have had a bit of a daydream of Glastonbury, because it kind of, you know, for people who've spent a lot of time on the history of the music festival, you know, since the 60s, Glastonbury was kind of that one that came first after the disastrous, you know, Woodstock and Monterey Pops and the Atlanta Internet, all these ones that happened here in the 60s that just didn't work. Forget what everybody tells you about Woodstock being this amazing thing. It was a disaster. The first one, the second one, and
that wasn't mud. That's what I keep telling everybody. That's not mud.
But I mean, the whole thing, the whole Woodstock,
I know.
Legend is a lore. It's nothing but folklore.
I know. So in my world, in my dream, Van Morrison and Lemmy at Glastonbury.
Wow.
Would be my ultimate.
One of those is going to have to be a dream for forever.
Mm-hmm. A good Van Morrison show at Glastonbury and Lemmy. That would be it. That would be it. So
I bet there's a lot of English folklore to Glastonbury as well. I bet if you get in a bad way there, that place sucks pretty bad.
Yeah, for sure.
They don't have a lot of options over there. They only have really it. I mean, they don't have a big festival circuit like we do.
Let's find out. Let's get Liesl on the show and she can tell us. She's been there. Yeah. You know, we'll be twice now.
She's great.
Yeah.
Big fan of Liesl. Mm-hmm. All right, so what do we want to do? One or two more of these, and then
we got at least two more we could roll with.
Sure, let's do two more, okay. And then we'll wrap this up.
Hello, boys, at the What Podcast. This is Kevin calling from Nashville. Big fan of the show. Great work as always. And yeah, thanks for the opportunity to try to win some tickets here. It's a perfect chance for me and my wife to get to go. I mean, we've been going religiously here since 2015, but had a baby boy last fall. So decided just to sit this one out for financial reasons. But of course, even though we're not going, I still had to go through all the bands on the lineup as is tradition. So the first band that really caught my ear was the Heavy Heavy playing on Thursday. Their bio says that they're a UK-based five-piece retro-inspired rock band. So I'm not familiar with this band at all, but listening to their songs on Spotify, I became a fan right away from their top song. I think they got the perfect sound and vibes for Bonnaroo. I can just imagine walking up to this or that tent around 5 p.m. with a spicy pie in hand, just vibing to their music. I think it'll be a great discovery seeing them live, so... yeah, check them out. And, yeah, thanks again, boys. Great work as always. I know Brad's a big city boy now, but tell him that we miss him and happy Roo.
Don't tell Brad. Don't tell him.
I ain't telling Brad anything.
Don't tell him. Thanks, Kevin. Kevin in Nashville. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Maybe. Man, congratulations on the child.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Your whole world just changed.
From what I hear, it did, and good on you for keeping the tradition alive. We're still going through line by line and day by day, even if you don't make it down this year from Nashville. The Heavy Heavy, just the way he described it, as I know, speaking of Glastonbury, the UK, I love English rock music. I really do, even though, you know, I hate the Beatles, right? That's not true, but the long time stupid bad joke, but. I love English rock, so when I first heard that, I thought that's cool. I listened to it for a few minutes earlier, and it hit exactly the way he spoke to it. Really, it did. So that's another Thursday. Boy, Thursday all of a sudden looking pretty good for me.
All right, Stone. So you're the curmudgeon. You hate everything. You know, that's the persona.
Everything.
This has been a fun exercise, right? This discovery. Have there been who have you found? Have you found any that you just didn't like?
That I just truly didn't like. Yeah, the Disco Lines thing doesn't do a thing for me.
Okay.
But something that would be closer to, and then I mean, really, we just kind of went over it. The Say She didn't hit me.
Just not you. Yeah, that's fine.
It's just not me. But more has hit. Than not.
Yeah.
And that's anytime you can find yourself in that setting and you're going through anything and you find more that hit that don't, you're coming out ahead.
That's why I ask. Russ, have you had a chance to go through a lot of these yet?
I haven't really dove in much, but that seems to be the case with everyone, that it seems like more people are excited now, several months in, than when the lineup first hit. And I think it's because it just takes a lot of unpacking and, you know, peeling away to get to really what's here. And there's a lot that you can't miss.
A lot of the thread chatter is that it's a really solid undercard, like under and below. Mm-hmm.
That's my point.
Which is where I don't live, even in the best years, what I would consider, you know, quote unquote best years. And that appears to be the case, even though Barry, you'll love this or roll your eyes at it. Post Malone was, there's several TikToks and Instagram reels that have hit the last few weeks where Eddie Vedder and Post Malone
yep.
are playing mm-hmm. acoustics together, right. some Tom Petty covers. And guess who I'm now all of a sudden interested in? Oh, hey. Oh, Post Malone. Maybe he's not so bad after all.
Well, I was going to go around Beach House. I mean, you've been obsessed. I mean, I've heard you talk about that a bunch, and it's
or
great.
The Beaches.
Beaches, excuse me.
The Beaches,
Beach House,
not
is,
Beach House.
I wish
House.
Beach House was playing.
I knew I would do that. There were so many different bands on this lineup.
Or the Beach Colony or something, right? Aren't yeah. there? This is one I would say, you sure about the name?
Yeah, Beaches. Beaches? No, they're really? Great. They're great.
But the music is blowing my mind the more and more I listen to it, even though it's not designed for me. And that's the best part about it, is that it's not designed for me, and I still love it. When yeah. you can find that really works.
All right, let's do one more, and then we'll wrap this up.
Okay.
We'll do one more. Here we go.
Hi, guys. I would say the top two bands that I would recommend for Bonnaroo 2020, well, I'll say top three. I will definitely love to see Cage the Elephant. They're like an older indie band. They were really big in like 2012, 2013, 2014, big Tumblr era band. And I hear they put on a really good show. So I feel like they would be a really good band to see at Bonnaroo. I would also say Thundercat would be amazing to see live. He's got some really like funky bass lines. And then I would also say, Maggie Rogers is a really amazing, and creative and talented producer. And, she would be fun to see too, I think. Anyway, my name is Madeline. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day, and I hope to see you at Bonnaroo. Bye.
I'm glad.
All right. Thank you, Madeline.
Maggie Rogers, my daughter Grace, who I think has impeccable music taste, is obsessed with Maggie Rogers.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
I shouldn't be surprised by that. I'm not at all, actually.
She loves her some Maggie Rogers.
the most thing I know about Maggie is I've listened to her a little bit because she's had some music that's hit the alt rock radio in the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. And she was doing at one of the presser tent things we were at, just every now and again, there's somebody playing and like, hey, there's Maggie Rogers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay. Who's
that? You guys both know Grace, so you know what I'm saying. She has great taste, and she's obsessed with Maggie Rogers.
Yeah. Well, I highlighted Maggie Rogers on my list as soon as I saw her. Cage is obviously, well, maybe it's not obvious to everybody, but that's right in the stuff I love. I love Cage the Elephant. First time I saw them was 2017. At Bonnaroo on the Witch stage at dusk, and so it was dark by the time the show was over, and the laser show that we saw here locally in the last couple of years at our now defunct local festival, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's one of those rock shows that if you like rock and roll, you're gonna love it. But I did find it interesting the way Madeline put it, the Tumblr era of the former blog-ish social media that's kind of, I don't know if it's still there, but no one uses it anymore. But it was like, oh, back in 2012. And I'm like, 2012 was just the
was that long ago?
Oh, my God. It was 14 years ago.
Well, welcome to it.
2012 was 14 years ago? Or no, excuse me, 12 years ago. I can't even do math.
Yeah.
And then Thundercat was one. I put an arrow to make a note. And I must not have got to Thundercat, so I'll do that.
You got to get to Thundercat. Thundercat played, what was it, 2018, 2019? One of those.
Okay.
Really, really good.
Well, I'm assuming from Madeline's discussion on the phone call, from Cage to Maggie Rogers, then Thundercat must be right there for me as well. So I haven't made it there yet.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so we... thank you guys for all these suggestions. 423-667-7877. If you want to win two tickets with the GA Plus, we're going to give those away probably in a month. We're going to do this again, right? I don't know if we're going to do it next week. But definitely want to keep getting these voicemails. These are awesome.
Yes, please.
You guys, it's so humbling. It's amazing to hear from everybody and for the show. And we all, I keep saying it, I sound like a broken record. It's just amazing how everybody from all around the country, we all have the same vibe, right? We have the same story, right? This festival means so much to us and for the same reasons.
It is pretty remarkable the way you put it, Barry. That's a good way to put it. That it's they're all different stories, but the origins all come from the same place, and that is just remarkable. And there's very few things that I get all emotionally gushy about, and I'm usually just bleh, enough. Boy, this is a different thing in my life for all these 20 plus years. It really is.
I'm the same.
It's heartwarming for crying out loud. I'm saying weird words like heartwarming.
I'm the same. I don't do this about anything else.
I know. And there's other things I'm passionate about too, by the way. You hate everything. No, there's plenty of things I like, and I don't get all emotionally drug into them like this. So this is fun and it's cool and a lot of long time to get. Well, it'll go by quick, but plenty of time to go and plenty of stuff still to get to. And I'm a long ways from being there.
We're going
to
do EDM. We've got a couple other special episodes that I don't want to talk about yet.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to tease anything.
We're working on it.
Yeah. That I think are important about this festival. And Brian, you'll be a big, big part of, and you know what I'm talking about. I'm looking forward to that one. Cool. So, all right, guys, thanks, Consequence. Like, share, and love, and do all that other, and radiate positivity, guys. Love you.
Consequence Podcast Network.